This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world, now in the month of December. Fun month, no doubt about it. A little hectic, but fun. My first guest this second hour is an author by the name of Craig Nelson. Monday is going to be the day that we remember the bombing of Pearl Harbor when it took place on December 7th of 1941. He has written a fascinating book called Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. We need to remember that day, a major day in the history of our great country. We'll be chatting to him, then we'll be talking to Michael Bublé. I always like when Michael's here, a terrific guy, and of course a fantastic singer. And we'll close things out with this hour with lifestyles expert Mandy Landenfeld. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest the second hour will be Craig Nelson.
I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Live on across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. And our next guest is really a fascinating individual, and we have a lot of things in common when it comes to our likes of president and American history. And there have been so many, millions of pages and words written and shown on the big screen, of course, the attack on Pearl Harbor. So it's almost impossible to even conceive that somebody could write a book that is even more comprehensive and more enlightening about that day that lived in infamy. And our next guest has done it. He's a New York Times bestseller of the book Rocket Man. He's gone on to do a lot of books, and kind of a unique background because he used to be a vice president, executive director of Harper & Row, Hyperion, Random House. He's got a new book out right now. It's called Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. Joining us right now is Craig Nelson. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Hey, Ron. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I failed to mention that in your capacity in the publishing business, you worked with the likes of John Lennon, Andy Warhol, Lily Tomlin, Alex Trebek, William Shatner, the Rolling Stones, Orson Welles. Wow, what a list of famous people that have come past your editorial past.
I'm a very lucky guy.
Well, let's talk about this book. And let's begin by saying, how do you come up with something new to talk about a subject that has been in our conscience for 75 years?
Well, the last great big book about Pearl Harbor was researched almost 50 years ago, and I'm talking about big as in how did it happen, why did it happen, what happened next, and you know, civilians like to think that history is solid and there's one book and you put it to bed and you read that one book and that's all you'll ever need. But in fact, in 50 years, so much more material has come out. the eyewitnesses, the people who survived Pearl Harbor, a lot of them could not talk about what had happened to them because they were so traumatized, and they were only able to do it in the past 10 or 20 years or so. And then a whole bunch of stuff out of the Japanese government. So it's really been amazing to see that we could get an almost entirely new book out of this. I worked with almost a dozen people doing research in New York, Washington, Tokyo, and Honolulu to get this done in time for the 75th anniversary. And we really covered the waterfront.
Oh, you really did. There's no question about it. And, you know, there have been so many theories, if you will. People love conspiracy theories. I mean, they do it with the Kennedy assassination. I mean, everybody loves conspiracies. And this, of course, is not any less from the standpoint of conspiracy. This goes back, the actual problems between the American and the Japanese goes back to 1921, 1922, with this imbalance of tonnage that they allotted for the Japanese to purchase from the United States and the United Kingdom from the standpoint of what they could use for airplanes and ships. And this really occurred almost 20 years before the attack.
We really surveyed an entire history of sort of, we call it, you know what, Japan-U.S. relationships were before 1945? Fraught. And that's the word we said to use. Because, you know, the very first official relationship between Japan and the United States was when Commodore Perry sailed up there with Millard Fillmore's letter demanding that either Tokyo open its ports to American seamen and whalers or there was going to be a war. And that was how we started our relationship. But as the years went by, the Japanese felt continuously like they were being disrespected. So they sort of had a chip on their shoulder starting in the 30s and 40s when all of this began.
Now, the amazing part about it is that when you think of the Japanese island, the island of Japan, and you compare it to the English Empire and the United States of America, is very cavalier on their behalf as to challenge these two large entities, including China. And what was their mindset? I mean, did they really think they were that superior to the rest of the world and major superpowers at the time?
Well, they thought they were superior to Asians. And they thought they deserved to run Asia in the way that the United States was then running the Western Hemisphere and England, France, and Germany were running Europe. So they sort of felt that they were in the same league as everyone else. And part of the reason they felt this was because they had a tremendous naval battle with the Russians called the Battle of Tsushima. And in fact, the architect of Pearl Harbor, Isoroku Yamamoto, lost two fingers in that battle. And he was known by the geishas of Tokyo as 80 sen because a manicure cost 100 sen. But anyway, they had won this fantastic battle against the Russians, and it was the first time an Asian nation had defeated a European nation, and so they really felt like they were in the first league of nations, so to speak, but they weren't treated that way by America and Britain. And in fact, Teddy Roosevelt negotiated the peace treaty between them and the Russians, and they felt like he had taken advantage of them and not given them a good deal.
I always find it interesting when you hear little tidbits like the fact that when the keel of the USS Arizona was actually set in place, then Secretary of War Franklin Roosevelt, before his ascension to the presidency, actually watched that, and then that ship was one of the real tragedies of that particular invasion. You talk about Yamamoto, okay? Here's a man who was very familiar with the United States, studied here, lived here for a while, and admired an American president, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, I found that to be fascinating.
Isn't that great? He loved Lincoln so much. Lincoln was his personal hero that he taught himself English by reading Lincoln biographies. Getting ready to attack Pearl Harbor, you see Yamamoto constantly saying, we cannot go to war against the United States. We cannot win a war against the United States. You people are being foolish. And then saying, but if we do go to war against the United States, we must attack Pearl Harbor or I'm quitting.
Yeah.
So he constantly swings back.
We always talk about the oil embargo that really destroyed our relationship with Japan. But, you know, when you think about modern-day tweeters and Twitters and emails and Instagrams that we hear about in presidential offices and candidates for president, Here's the situation where President Roosevelt issued an order releasing Japan's funds, the frozen funds, to allow them to purchase American oil back on July of 1941. It never went into effect. Instead, at the time, Secretary of Economic Affairs Gene Acheson and Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau Jr. had a full embargo against Japan, and Roosevelt did not realize this until September. How does that happen? I mean, how does the President of the United States not know that, even though our President recently said that he learned a lot about what happened in the email scandal of the Clinton candidacy through television?
Well, it really shows you how the leader of a country is really, the team is so important to the leader of the country. Roosevelt was away at the Argentia conference with Churchill when they did this. And what happened was they were holding Japanese funds from the Treasury Department, and they were restricting the sale of petroleum from the State Department. And the two of them colluded to keep both things from happening. So really cutting off 80% of Japan's petroleum. And that really sort of pushed them into a corner. And by the time Roosevelt came back and discovered what had happened, he was told that, well, if we back out of it, and we'll look weak to the Japanese, and that will hurt our negotiating position. Well, that's a real shame. But it just shows you how reliant they are. One of the amazing things to me that we uncovered was the fact that Tojo, who was the head of war and a big general and becomes the prime minister, he isn't told about the loss at Midway for 6 months. So they could really screw around with the prime minister and president if they want.
Now, I think it's important to note, though, and the question I had was that, is it because of not wanting to lose face that nothing was done when he learned about this in September? Because September to December is a long time. He still could have released those funds had he not been aware of it prior to that.
Well, I thought the real revelation about that whole situation is the fact that you have the heads of the Navy and the Army telling Roosevelt and his secretary, Cordell Hull, that the Japanese are so incompetent and so inexperienced and so undeveloped a country that they would never dare attack the United States. And they say again and again and again, oh, those Japanese, they couldn't possibly do it. They would never do it. Honolulu is the Gibraltar of the Pacific. They could never dare attack us. And then on November 5th, 1941, barely a month before the attack, they sent him a memo saying, you know what, we were wrong about all that. Japan is more powerful than us in the Pacific, and you've got to play for time. And I'm convinced that until that moment, Roosevelt was perfectly happy going along with this sort of belligerent attitude of much of his cabinet. But then he realized that they'd made a terrible mistake. And you can see him go crazy trying to keep peace in the Pacific. He comes out, he reinstalls a plan to go back to their original deal called modus vivendi, and he even jumps over the heads of all both governments to write directly to Hirohito on December 6th, but it was too late.
Unbelievable. The name of the book is Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. It's from New York Times bestselling author Craig Nelson. Craig, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to come back, talk more about this fascinating book that's available right now in hardcover when we return to Ron Segi Today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA, it's Ron Secchi today. Our guest is a very talented man from the New York Times best-selling author of Rocket Man, Craig Nelson. The name of the book, it's in hardcover right now. It's a must-read. It really is. Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. I think this should be made into a motion picture because it tells so much about the behind-the-scenes of what happened prior to, during, and after the attack on December of 1941. We hear so much about immigration today in the news. In 1921, the United States Supreme Court voided that Japanese immigrants could not be American citizens, and a constitutional ban on Japanese owning American real estate was imposed. That is kind of what we're talking about today, only it's being met with a great deal of resistance. Was it met with resistance at that time, number one? And number two, isn't that kind of, you know, again, insulting the Japanese, even though I'm not defending them by no means, back in 1922 to even be prompted to take the action that they did, even though it was unmerited?
Well, it was part of a whole string of what they considered to be humiliations that they suffered at the hands of England and America, who they referred to collectively as the Anglo-Saxons. And they weren't really afraid of England. In fact, they had no plans to announce the attack before they took after Hong Kong and Singapore, which were then provinces of Britain. You're absolutely right. The response to those laws were a response to the yellow peril in the United States, that after they finished building the Transcontinental Railroad, all of the Chinese laborers who had been imported then went off to try and get other jobs. And this created a similar sort of panic to what some people are having today and want to have laws to blow back and stop that kind of thing from happening again. So, yes, it's almost exactly analogous to Chinese.
On November 5th, 1941, some advisors sent Roosevelt a note admitting that at the present time, the fleet was inferior to the Japanese. That was the point that you made before. However, an advertisement for a game called the Deadly Double, showing players from an air raid and using dice, and the ad copy was presented in person to place the ad in the newspaper, paid in cash, and you are saying, or you are described in the book, that this might have been some kind of a secret warning or a clue. Tell me about that, Craig.
This is everyone's favorite story in the book. I think it's so funny. So, November 22nd, the New Yorker runs this very bizarre ad. Remember, the country is not yet at war. We're not in it yet. And it says, if you happen to find yourself in an air raid shelter, make sure you're prepared with plenty of things to eat and drink and Chicago's favorite game, the Deadly Double. And then it shows a series of pictures of this game, including dice that have the numbers 12 and 7 on them. So after the attack, the FBI found this ad and thought it was very suspicious, and they tried to track it down. And here's where the story gets really strange. It turns out that the ad was paid for in cash by a guy who had brought mechanicals, which are things you produce the ad with. So there was no way to track him down. But both the game and the company in the ad that was supposed to make it never existed.
Wow.
So it's just, it's another Pearl Harbor mystery. There's three or four that live to this day that really we can't really answer. And I think that's fantastic. There isn't an answer to the question.
Being in the broadcasting business for over a half a century, you could never get away with that. Not even broadcasting, but also in the print business, because that was before, apparently, sponsor identification. You can't place an ad on radio, television, or in a newspaper without identifying who the sponsor was. It took you 5 years to research and write this book. When you have that kind of a period of time before publication, a lot of people who write, you know, a lot of people you see on Fox News that are writing books every 20 minutes, and these are books that don't take a lot of research, or if it's a fiction, you know, they could pump those things out by the zillions, you know. How much time is lost for you to research something that it can only come out in a matter of 5-6 years like yours?
It really is just fantastic. You know, this is probably the most written about moment in American history. And for just to take one example, the federal government launched 9 investigations of Pearl Harbor, including one in the 90s called the Thorne Report. And they keep all of those documents at the National Archives in Washington. And when you go to see them, the documents of the federal investigations are 48 feet long.
Oh.
So I'm 6 feet tall, so there are 8 of me. Think of a filing cabinet 48 feet long. So, and it comes out on its own trolley. And that's just for starters. The Japanese have probably, the official Japanese publishing program is 103 books on the history of World War II. So it's just overwhelming. And then one of the best things we found was, in fact, that Secretary of State Cordell Hull, after he had every meeting, and he had 56 meetings, I think, in 1941 with the Japanese ambassadors, after every meeting, he wrote down everything that everybody said. So you could actually see the negotiations with Japan falling apart over the course of 1941 leads to all this.
Well, you're doing something later this week that I am envious of. Being a presidential buff and visiting many presidential libraries in my life, I've yet to visit the Franklin Roosevelt Library. You're going to be there.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm speaking there on Thursday. It's very exciting because, you know, I think he's the greatest politician in American history, and he's my favorite president. But I also think he's the greatest politician in American history for both good and not so good ways. So fantastic.
The one thing that always amazed me about him is how he was able to function. Everybody knew, of course, he was in a wheelchair. Of course, they know that now. They didn't know it then because of being stricken with polio. But all of the problems that he had to go in for to prepare for just a day's work, bathing, having help bathing, especially when he was in negotiations with Churchill, and, you know, all of the problems that he had with, you know, just getting ready and staying on his feet. You have to admire his perseverance, his strength, and his energy to be able to even function in very small, everyday situations like you and I take for granted.
Well, when you see the picture of him giving the speech in the book, the Day of Infamy speech,
yeah,
it describes that he would hold on to two guys, usually his son and an aide,
right,
and they would basically serve as his support while he had these braces that extended from his hips to his ankles. So he would toddle sort of back and forth like on stilts using his hips, and then he would stand at a podium entirely on his hips. And it must have been excruciating. I don't know how he did it. It's an amazing achievement to pretend to walk when you're paralyzed.
Yeah, and of course, in the last presentation he made to joint session of Senate and Congress, he sat, which I don't think anybody thought any less of him for doing it. You've done a great job. The name of the book is Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness, our friend Craig Nelson. It's available in hardcover as we speak. And Craig, when you have more time, come back. We'd always love to have you on the show. You're a very interesting and talented individual.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And anytime you want me, I'm yours.
Okay, very good. And have fun at the Roosevelt Library coming up this week.
Sure thing.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Boy, what a great book. Unbelievable. Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. If you think you knew everything about Pearl Harbor, you'll find you were wrong when you read this book. And you would think after all these years, everything that had to be written was written about it. But you'll find new things in the book. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is ending 5 cultural exchange programs with China as tensions between the two nations rise. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the programs were soft power propaganda tools and were paid for and operated by the Chinese government. The move comes after the U.S. also imposed limits this week on the length of visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families. The administration also warned on Saturday that investors in some Chinese companies may be passively funding the Chinese military. The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2,600 deaths from COVID were also reported Friday, pushing the total death toll in the United States from the disease over 279,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Ah, that voice needs no introduction. How great it is. Our friend Michael Bublé joins us on the show this week. First met him a few years back. He was doing a private party in St. Louis, Missouri, and it was so nice to see him up close and up front with his orchestra. Joining us right now is multi-Grammy Award winner Michael Bublé. Michael, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Do you remember that show? It was, I think, at Jerry Clinton was the fellow's name, and it was a Budweiser distributor in St. Louis, Missouri, a few years back.
You know, I remember because I think I met a nice girl there.
Yes, you did. It was probably my wife.
No. I actually do remember it. It was just a long time ago now.
That's exactly right. I was there with Ed McMahon. We were joining you.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a great time that. That was a great party.
I was 11 years old, and it was... I actually remember that night. It was great.
It was fun. You were in a tent, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, Michael, congratulations on coming back for this special. Any big names, though, Michael?
Yeah, no kidding.
Holy man!
I mean, I've got Elmo.
Wow.
And it's awesome. I mean, I think, you know, you can tell people and all you want how great the product is, how great the TV show you're doing is, or your record, or your movie, and the truth is, when it all comes down to it, the proof is in the pudding.
Well, I gotta tell you, if it's anything like last year's, it was sensational last year.
I swear to you, it's way better.
Really?
I promise you. I think getting to do it every year, you get under your belt, and you get to sort of realize what you think works and what doesn't, and I think the whole thing is pretty sensational. I'm really, really proud of it.
You know, I don't want to say anything that may get some of the fans upset, because I was a dear friend of his, so I don't want to upset anybody. But, you know, since we lost Andy Williams, you may be the new Christmas show feature every year. You may take that torch and carry it. You know that, Michael?
Well, you know what? If that's what I'm lucky enough to do, to be invited into people's homes all over the world like that is a pretty special thing. And you know, I know that this year it was a heck of a lot to book the artists. It was a lot easier this year because, of course, you know, they know that this is, you know, becoming the place to go when you want to promote your record and all of that. And the truth is, man, I sincerely love the holiday. And my family, as wonderfully dysfunctional as they are, like every family, they, you know what, there's a lot of love, there. And I love the fact that I get to... be really genuine about my love of this holiday and these songs, and I have a lot of reverence for them, and it was great to be surrounded by people that I've become really good friends with. It was a real joy to do it.
Well, on top of all that, you had the enjoyment of doing this in your hometown of Vancouver. That had to be pretty neat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was so loose because of that. You know, surrounded by, I mean, there's a point where I actually have my family on with me, and you know, for them to see my best friend since I'm a kid, my family all sitting in the audience, made it feel really relaxed. And I think people will get it when they see it. This is probably the best thing I've ever done on TV.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Probably. Yeah, I really, I really think people get a real kick out of watching it.
Now, Michael, when did you tape this?
About a month ago.
Okay, so was it difficult? Well, that's not too long ago. Sometimes they do these Christmas albums, and I think you probably did last year.
I did, July.
Like, July, you know, a lot of times people will set up the studio like it's Christmas, then go outside, get in their convertible, and go home, you know?
You know, I feel bad for people that don't really love Christmas as much as I do, because there are so many artists that put out these records and these specials, and I know they do it because, they're money makers. They know that... okay, I'll sell a few records and blah, blah, blah. You know, I feel bad for them because I know to talk about it as much as you have to when you have a product like this come out is it's difficult when you don't love it. And for me, I mean, I really do genuinely love it, you know. And so it was easy for me. It was easy for me to record in July, and it was easy for me to talk about, up till Christmas last year and again this year. I had no problem with it.
Many years ago, we mentioned Ed McMahon earlier, he and myself and David Foster were talking, and he said, you know, I got this great new young talent, and his name is Michael Bublé, and I tell you something, what a truism that was.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Well, I mean, coming from those guys, those are icons. And that early on, I mean, that's how it all got started
for
me, with guys like that.
Yeah. Now, what was it like, Michael, to do this duet with Bing Crosby? I mean, that had to be kind of not only cool, but a little, maybe a little spooky.
You know what? At first, not spooky at all, because, of course, you know, what people won't see is that the duet was actually with a tennis ball.
Oh, being in his tennis balls, right?
Because they put you on a green screen, and you know, through the technology that they have now. I mean, these guys that worked on movies like Benjamin Button and Avengers and all of these great movies, they took control. And when you see it, man, I mean, truly, you can't tell that I wasn't there in 1971 with Bing.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's not just singing. It's actually us, you know, talking, and we have patter. So it's pretty amazing to see, and I showed it to people. I actually showed it to some of the men who worked on the Avengers movies and X-Men and all that. And when they were blown away with it, I knew how well we had done.
Wow, that only shows your acting experience, too, because, you know, when you're singing White Christmas to a tennis ball, that doesn't have a lot of charisma to it, and for you to pull it off, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think that acting is an extension of what I do.
Sure.
I mean, a big thing, you know what I mean? Just the same way that it was for my idols. It's no different for me. I just, you know, the reason I haven't done a lot of movies and all of that stuff is because of the fact that I got 44 countries that I tour in every year, and it makes it really difficult to have time to really go and sit on a set for a couple months.
Sure.
So I will get into that, though.
And you should, because you'd be a great candidate for that. Crazy Love Tour of last year. Will there be a Crazy Love Tour in 2021, and hopefully this COVID-19 situation will be gone by then?
There'll be a new record comes out July, and so I will have I'll have a tour coming out. I don't know the dates yet. I know this, though, that I put up tickets in the UK to start. We put up 10 nights at the O2, and they sold in 4 minutes.
Oh, my.
200,000 tickets. So it started off pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. You're doing this recording with Bob Rock?
Yeah, Bob. I mean, Bob is one of my best. It's funny because people say, Bob Rock, you mean Metallica, Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Him and I have made this record together. We're about 70% done, and it's a soul record. I mean, it has stuff that people are used to. I mean, I think it has enough to keep people, those loyal fans that have bought 40 million records, happy. But at the same time, it's for me, it shows growth without alienating them.
Yeah. The CD that came out last year, Michael Bublé's Christmas, second biggest selling album of the year with over 6.5 million copies worldwide. That's Elvis Presley records. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not records from the standpoint of records. I mean, like, data.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I know that this year they think it's going to do another 3 million.
So
it's nuts. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, the truth is, when I made this record, people ask, are you surprised it did that well? And the truth is, man, I did it with so much love and respect that I had hoped that it would be a part of people's traditions. And I was a little more surprised this year when I saw the demand for it. I mean, my mom just called me, actually, because on iTunes, she told me that it's top 10 in, I think, almost every country. It's actually number one, she said, in 8 countries or something right now.
Wow, that's sensational.
Absolutely sensational.
And you know, the thing about it is that with all the fame and notoriety that you've ascertained over the past few years, you still maintain a very humble and down-to-earth kind of thing. And that is, I think, remarkable in this business. I really do, Michael.
Thank you. You know what? As a Canadian, we learn to fake sincerity at a young age.
Yeah, just ask Paul Anka, right? Rod Stewart has a new Christmas song out, too, I know.
Yep. He is. I actually went on his special. I think it's PBS. And
yeah.
God, we've done each other's specials about 4 times now. So God help us. We're probably going to have an Easter special together.
Oh, that's great. A Flag Day one and, you know, Mother's Day. It'll be great. It's just,
exactly.
You know, you'll be on to something. Well,
exactly.
The special is coming up, and it's the second time, and it's the Michael Bublé Christmas special, the enormous talent of our friend and guest, Michael Bublé. Michael, do me a favor. When you're down in the Orlando area, let us know. We'd love to come over and see the show.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me, and have a great Christmas. And those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Michael. You're a real gentleman, and we'll be looking forward to the show.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Michael Bublé has been our guest.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Well, treetops glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Said I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
And we're going to pause for a moment, but there's more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today, and we're listening to Michael Bublé.
And may all your Christmases be white.
As a mother,
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a friend of ours, been on our show several times in the past, and I got to tell you something. She is quite a lady. There is no question about it. She's a lifestyle expert, founder of the Sumptuous Living blog, and she's going to tell us how to enjoy the holidays in a way that we may have not thought we could this year. Our friend, founder of the popular blog that we just chatted about, is Mandy Landenfeld. Hi, Mandy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Ron. It's so great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, and I hope you're staying healthy. Well, the holidays are here, and we're going to be talking about how to make them really good this year. We need that. But I got to clarify a term, and I think you and I talked about this once before, because you always say it's important to take advantage of hacks and shortcuts during the holidays. And I had a different, I guess, definition of hacks than I guess is in today. What is the definition of hacks? Because in my definition, in the old days, was something entirely opposite.
A little axe murdery.
Yeah.
So hacks today are just ways that can really save your time, save your sanity. You know, it's a shortcut. And especially in today's world right now, we don't know if we're going to, who we're going to get to celebrate with, if we're even going to get to see those loved ones. Plus, we're also juggling so many different jobs and tasks in our new world that we could use all the time and sanity that we can salvage, right? And that's what I love to share on Sumptuous Living. It's how to have an easier life without losing your mind, and that's what I'm excited about to share with you today.
You know, my wife said to me the other day, I said, boy, Christmas is just around the corner. She said, yeah, boy, isn't it? And she said it in a voice that didn't sound like she was really excited about it, because she knows all the work that goes into it, okay? But you say, and I love this theory that you have, that you can have it all and not lose your mind in the process, that you have ways to make holiday shopping, holiday entertaining, holiday dress fun without losing your mind. So let's start with the strategies for holiday shopping first before we get to a menu and a party and a cocktail hour.
Right, exactly. And like you said, I love everyday ease, which is why I love shopping at Save-A-Lot. It's my ultimate holiday entertaining destination. They offer quality ingredients and value to their customers during the holiday season. It's literally my one-stop discount shop. They have this incredible feast that feeds up to 10 people, all for under $40. And as you know, Ron, I have athletes in my house, which means they are big eaters. So for me to be able to get all of my cooking essentials at a great value is everything to me. So anyone can go to SaveALot.com for weekly deals and really great recipes and lots of tips and hacks for the holidays.
I know you're a big fan, as I am, of desserts. I mean, is there a way that you can really spark a party with a unique but not difficult or expensive dessert?
Well, yeah, because in the holidays, that's when we let ourselves, have those little treats, right? And Edible's new gourmet handmade chocolate-dipped products use high-quality ingredients to create the ultimate indulgence. They have this beautiful chocolate treats and pumpkin cheesecake platter that includes fresh strawberries and pretzels and lots of other goodies covered in real rich chocolate, plus their Bake Shop mini pumpkin cheesecakes. That platter is such a great gift idea to send to loved ones you may not be able to see this year. But then if you're hosting, give yourself a break and order the Gobble Gobble platter, which includes beautiful fresh fruit covered in that same delicious chocolate and this adorable little turkey in the center. My kids literally gobbled it up, and anyone can go to edible.com to order theirs today.
Okay, now, one of the things that you say, and I agree with this is the area of expertise that I have a little bit of knowledge on, the music and the mood, the right ambiance for get-togethers. I'm in the entertainment business aside from the broadcasting business, so I guess that's kind of hand-in-hand now that I think about it. But, you always have to have the right mood, the right music, the right lighting. I mean, that really kind of builds the atmosphere, does it not?
Exactly. I mean, my first step is to fill the house with music during the holidays.
Right.
And now you can actually entertain and wow your guests with the GE LED Plus speaker bulb. It's a new line of energy-saving bulbs that allows you to play festive holiday music straight from your bulb. It has a built-in speaker into the light bulb that connects to smartphones via Bluetooth with no app, super easy setup, and that embedded speaker offers such high-quality sound without taking up all of your counter space that you need for your beautiful holiday decor. And you can pair up to 10 different bulbs for amazing surround sound without any wires. And then once you get the music playing, you can actually transform your space and set the perfect party mood with the C by GE full color direct connect smart bulbs. They are these amazing colored bulbs that offer millions of color options for enhancing all of your holiday decor with festive color. And the smart bulbs use Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to control the lights. They have such an easy installation, and directly out of the box, you can connect them to your voice assistants to get all of the colors set up. It's a great gift idea for those of your friends and family who love smart technology in their home, and you can find both of those beautiful GE products at Best Buy.
The bulb has a speaker in it?
It's incredible. You can literally play music from from your lamp.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get this. I mean, I'm serious. I had no clue about that. Boy, it's really nice to know you're in a business that I have no clue about, right? Oh, my goodness. Now, the one, I guess, pet peeve I have is you have a party, and a lot of people are there, and, you're the host, and let's say I'm making the cocktails, all right? So I ask you, by the time I get around to the last person, the first person needs a cocktail. So I become like the hired help. How do you get around that?
Yeah, no one needs to be the bartender at their own party, and you can be really, really smart by pre-batching big batch cocktails. If you take your cocktail recipe, your favorite cocktail recipe, and instead of using the ounces, you change ounces to cups. So if you need 2 ounces of bourbon, it now becomes two cups of bourbon. And you big batch the cocktail in advance of your party. And you can do it in a couple of them if you really have some robust people. Obviously, now we're not really entertaining big crowds anymore. But even if you just have your intimate family and friends, you still want to have that festive cocktail. The one key thing to do is to make sure to leave out any acids like lemon juice. Obviously, you're leaving out your bubbly till the last minute, but if you keep the lemon juice or lime juice out of it until the last minute, just keep that in a mason jar beside the main bigger pitcher and add that at the end. That will keep it all fresh, because if you add it too early, like the night before, you can batch everything the night before, but just don't add the high acids because it will kill the cocktail in advance. Easy to do. Big batch it. Have a little sign of make your own, like, you know, I've made this for you, but you can finish it off yourself. Have at it. Here's fun. You know, that kind of thing. It's really simple.
I think it's really simple just to go over to your house. I think it would be.
That would be key, too.
That would be the simple way to go.
I do make a good drink.
Mandy, where can we go for more information on this?
You can go to tipsontv.com for all of these great ideas. And, of course, pop over to Sumptuous Living to go check out some really great recipes and ideas and cocktails. Like you said, we'd love to have you.
You're always nice having you here. And maybe before Christmas, we'll chat again, hopefully, okay?
I would love it. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Mandy. Our guest has been lifestyle expert and the founder of the Sumptuous Living blog, Mandy Landenfeld. And, of course, you can get all of these tips on tipsontv.com. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Root Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killer.
$1,000. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Seggi today on this weekend of December. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include Rita Coolidge, Cindy Lauper from the show on Starz Channel, Wrong Man, Ronald Kuby, Holiday Gift Giving Ideas with Anna D'Souza, author Craig Nelson, who wrote the book Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness, Monday being Pearl Harbor Day, remember that, singer Michael Bublé, and lifestyles expert Mandy Landenfeld. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. Till then, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.